drummer and Rhodes keyboard player for Fog, Martin Dosh released his self-titled debut album several years ago and hasn't looked back since, putting out another full-length and EP quickly on their heels. The Lost Take is his third full-length album to date, and possibly his most expansive yet, featuring a slew of guest performers, including Andrew Bird, a couple of songs with vocals, and some of his best music to date. Dosh has always been one not to let genre boundaries get in his way, and he blows things apart even further on this 12-track, 40-minute release. His live shows have found him perched on a swiveling stool, shifting around between Rhodes, synths, and drums, building songs out of thin air with a loop pedal and some sleight of hand, and his releases have somewhat followed suit. The Lost Take works on that same premise, albeit in a much more developed form, with tracks taking shape in sort of a loop-based way, with elements dropping in and out of the mix and weaving through spellbinding sections without ever making huge leaps. There's a touch of jazz, a bit of instrumental hip-hop, and a sun-kissed quality to the release that makes it sound like something that might come from Southern California rather than the Twin Cities in the Midwest. Every song on the album has plenty of moments, and some are flat-out mind-bending in how they progress. Circles and Squares is a gem, with layered percolating synths, chimes, a propulsive beat, and some violin strains from Bird seesawing through the mix. Shipwreck features both Dosh and his wife Erin on vocals, and the track is absolutely stunning, mixing a subtle layer of guitar fuzz with some jangling piano, glittery chimes, and some chunky beats that rumble nicely without ever getting overbearing. Matter feels deeper than its heart as the space it takes. Lost Take is truly one of those albums that you could play for 12 people and get everyone picking a different favorite track. Minneapolis Rock and Roll starts out with a warbling layer of analog synths before turning into a more indie rock sounding track. But even then the song unfolds with some great surprises, as some insane snare rolls and pinging keyboards fight for as much time as the guitars. Best to just sit back and let Mr. Dosh take you on a journey through his playful musical mind. And when he slams together such gorgeous juxtapositions of sound, as on the hazy, nostalgic O Mexico, you'll probably just want to bob your head along and not fight it. Minneapolis is known for their cold winters, but this is the sort of joyful release that can melt away the snowfall pretty quickly.